둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Literally press got it.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. I do hope you hit the subscribe button while you're hanging around. I do three interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones, all the usual spots, including iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, Audible, Red Circle, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Again, I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to talk with Matt Healy of the 1975. We're going to be diving into being funny in a foreign language. Matt's going to discuss his knack for being self-aware in his lyrics, writing songs that don't have choruses, plans to produce more projects for other artists, and how they've avoided being bored of the entire process. He's also going to tell us about the album's closing track. It's one of my favorites that he's ever done. It's called The Gentleness of When We Are Together. We'll also dig into the pitfalls of overanalyzing art and hear about the influence that Depeche Mode and Joy Division have had on them, as well as working with Samuel Bradley on their latest videos, some of the best videos they've done. Let's do this, then. We're discussing being funny in a foreign language. It's Kyle Meredith with the 1975.
Hello there. That's what a lovely introduction. Thank you so much.
No, no problem. I really mean that. And especially this new record, being funny in a foreign language, is so good. In fact, I think that the B side of the last half of this record might be some of my favorite stuff that you guys have ever done. So just, you know, thanks and congratulations.
That really means a lot. Thank you. I think I agree with you on that one.
Just hearing you talk about it too, even going back to the previous record, you talk about that last album being, about the intricacies of the human experience. Where does this one pick up? Do you see it kind of in that arcing line like that?
I think so. I think it kind of picks up from a brief inquiry, our third record, a little bit in the way that it's still very much about consumption and consumption of, love and content and media and all substances and all those kind of things, which has been kind of my subject matter for a long time. But I think what separates this record from the previous records is that it's a bit more of a snapshot as opposed to this huge sprawling kind of narrative. I feel like every record I've needed to get out, I've been saying this, but it's been like all my previous records have been like everything that's ever happened, everything that's happening now, and everything that could happen in the future. Do you know what I mean? And on this record, we were just like, no, let's just kind of be where we are now And that kind of bled into the way that it was made and the way that it was recorded and the kind of the pace that it moves at and the length that it is and all those kind of things.
It's interesting the way you talk about that, because there is a lot of love on the record, you know, along with that consumption. And sometimes that consumption is the love that I hear. Mm. And sometimes the love is darker, you know, it's a darker love. Like, did you think through, like, how did you want to play with that, you know, going into it? I think how you were explaining what you were explaining just then.
Yeah, I don't really go into anything with that many expectations, but we always allow for whatever kind of revelation to take place. And I think the main one was that I've always been very, let's say, like, self-aware. I don't want to use words like postmodern, but kind of like postmodern in the way that, you know, a character in a film knows he's a character in a film. I've always done that a lot in my music. So it's always been a way that I've been able to be sincere, but then critique myself. So I kind of cut myself off at the pass before I get into the corny or the sentimental. And I think with this record, like, I challenged myself and was challenged by the band on particular moments, such as, we have a song called I'm In Love With You. Now, I remember singing that in the booth and trying to essentially get a kind of a knot in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, something to negate that really simple universal sentiment. And the band were like, dude, just, like, do that on another song. It's like, if you want to write a song called I'm In Love With You, just do it. Like, you've proven, you don't have to prove that you're, like, the funniest or the most sardonic, like, all the time. Like, I think we're kind of stepping into an era of sincerity. And that's something that I've been talking about, has been coming for a while. You know, we've even had songs called, like, Sincerity Is Scary. My fear of just saying stuff like, tell me you love me, that's all that I need to hear, without referencing, like, my genitals, you know?
I'll bring up that first single, you know, Part of the Band, first single for us, which I've loved. There is a trick you do, and I'm asking this more into your songwriting style and how you approach it, because you figured out the art of making a song feel like it has a chorus when it doesn't.
Oh, that's a cool observation.
Yeah. How do you do that? I mean, again, because it's not till somebody points that out to me that I think, oh my God, it doesn't really have a traditional chorus.
You know, it's the same with Set. It doesn't have a chorus. It just has this kind of, like, resolve at the end. And I think that a lot of my favorite songs are like that. Like, you know, I've referenced All My Friends by LCD Sound System openly throughout my career and throughout my music all the time. There's kind of like a tension, like a suspension going on the whole time. Do you know what I mean? And then you get this resolve, and maybe that's good enough for us. You know, maybe we don't actually need the chorus. We've just been taught that the chorus is the revelation, but maybe that's not it. It's something else.
It obviously doesn't have to be there, because it feels great. And just, you know, hearing that, you know, Michelle is on that track too. I mean, that's, you've got great taste in showcasing other artists. And you produced the Beba Doobie EP that we love so much. I was going to bring that up too. I mean, is that going to be another lane for you? Is there going to be more production in the future?
Yeah, I like producing stuff. I mean, everything I've done has kind of stayed within my own world, really, because of Dirty Hit, because I have such an active role in it. And, like, it's that tends to be the stuff that I've worked on. And I've always been working on 75. You know, it's always quite a big project for me doing a 75 record. So, but yeah, there's been lots of talk of me doing stuff, but I like doing stuff, like, right. Like, I'm not that great at multitasking. So when I do it, like, I'm not going to do it when I've got, like, an American tour to do or something. Do you know what I mean? If I'm going to do, like, my big production record debut, but I'm sure I will do.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Matt Healy of the 1975.
I don't know, man. I could just compliment you in so many places on this. I mean, all I need to hear and that sound that you're doing. I mean, it's got that sort of bluesy sound to it. It's got one of my favorite lines on the record. I don't care if you're sincere. Just tell me what I need to hear. I mean, that almost feels like a thesis line in a way, you know. But And it's always been a thing. I mean, I'm going to hit an old question here about how you all are so versatile with your genres, but does that affect how you approach a song lyrically or stylistically, vocally, I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure the stylistic of the song it influences the performance, but a song is a song, really. Do you know what I mean? Like, for us, like, it really is superficial, like, the kind of the genre, like, because of the generation that we grew up in, like, we always had this mantra of we create in the way that we consume. No one listens to one type of music. No one has one favorite type of music. And we were never impelled. I don't even know if that's a word. We were never wanted to. We would just be bored. So this is the thing, like, we've always been celebrated for being bold when what we've really done is just, like, avoided being bored, really. And I think that it's like Bill Murray said about, like, acting and comedy. Like, if you can make a cake, do you reckon you can make a tart? Do you know what I mean? Like, blues and pop, there's no difference. The song's the song. Do you know what I mean? If you've got good taste and you know where the heart of the song is, then the kind of the genre, and I'm doing the fingers thing to put it in parentheses, it'll figure itself out. Do you know what I mean?
Well, again, it just blends so well. And you know, I was talking about that last half of the record too. I mean, it ends with the gentleness of When We Are Together, which I hope you don't mind just a direct question. Like, I'd love to know anything about that song, because that's the one I keep coming back to even over and over and over.
Funny, isn't it? Same one with me. So we delivered the record. We'd finished the album. Just a little industry insider bit for people. Like, vinyl is in a very, very strange place. Lots of people want it. Not a lot of people make it. So if you want to put a record out on vinyl and have it come out at the same time as your record, you've got to send them the album very, very early on. And we knew that. So we knew that we had to finish it. And we did send it off. For whatever reason, creative, personal, I was like, I don't want this song that was previously on the record. I don't want it on it. So I pulled the record back and I had the demo, When We Are Together, which didn't have any instrumentation apart from acoustic guitar and vocal, and me, George and Jack in a kind of, I don't want to call it a panic, but in a rush, we went to Electric Lady and we had 2 days to make and mix and deliver that song. So the fact that it's just, like, you know, acoustic guitar and banjo painting the fence, do you know what I mean? It's me on the bass, it's George on the drums. Like, it finished off the record perfectly, because the record was all about, like, captured moments. It wasn't about these big constructs that have been made over 2 years. It was about, like, capturing things that had happened, and it was the final thing we did on the record, and it was the last song, and it's the one that I keep coming back to as well.
It's funny, there are great stories throughout music history and rock history of that, like, oh, we needed one more song, or this was our last second, and ends up being, you know, one of the biggest statements of those albums. It's, I don't know what that says about it. And maybe it's just what you're getting to. It's like, almost like the less thoughts, you know, the less thoughts,
like that's totally it. Like, that is because, you know, when you have, like, a lazy journalist, they'll say stuff like, do you have a message for your fans? Or they'll say stuff like, what's your advice for, like, a young artist? So I've really actually had to think about that question. And my advice is, like, trust your instinct. Like, if you're an artist and your instinct is to, like, do something, if you sit there and over-intellectualize it or write it on a whiteboard and start comparing it to, then you're never going to have a song that doesn't have a chorus. Do you know what I mean? That somebody off from Consequence of Sounds, like, oh, that's really cool. Do you know what I mean? That's not going to happen if you're, like, just trying to. So just trust your instinct. Just do what you see in your head. Do you know what I mean? Because that's all that good art is, I think.
Well, I know we're up against the clock. I quickly, really quickly want to bring up the videos the three I've seen. I mean, the storytelling you always do. I love your videos. It takes me back to growing up on music videos when that's all I watched. When I looked at these, and maybe I'm putting something there that's not, but are these in any way Depeche Mode influence? Because I keep seeing little things in there that I love about their videos as well.
I think that Depeche Mode have influenced the 1975 aesthetically quite a lot. Yeah. But there's not that many direct references in there to their stuff, because honestly, I like them more aesthetically than I like them musically. Not shots fired, but I'm just saying, just like, to be honest. So I think that this separation in Wilms in Manchester is so small. We've got south of Manchester, you've got Wilmslow, which is part of Macclesfield. You know what I mean? So we're from Macclesfield. So that's where Joy Division are from. You know, we grew up around their kids and their history, and you can't kind of avoid that being the main influence of the aesthetic and the feel.
Yeah. Well, that's those little moments, especially the black and white part of the band and the way you guys are marching around. It's that enjoy the silence. And then there's you know, you throw the cowboy hat later on in the next video. And I'm like, man, I love this. I love. And you had the same director with Samuel Bradley, right? I mean, that was total creative control. Was there any reason there?
Well, no, it's just because I tend to write all of the videos, but then I haven't done my 10,000 hours as a director, so I don't want to be arrogant and be like, oh, I'll direct them as well. There's always going to be somebody who's probably better than I am, or certainly more well-equipped at the moment to visually bring to life like my ideas. Do you know what I mean? So I just splurge my ideas, and then I need someone to say, well, this is how we can do it. And then I'll go, right, well, we'll do this and we'll do this and we'll do this. So it's always, you know, it wouldn't make sense if somebody else like wrote the videos, but that was why it was just, I wanted one person to be able to deal with me for 6 months. So it's better to lock someone in a room than try and convince, you know, four or five people. And he's a genius as well. I love him. He's amazing.
No, the videos, they really are. They're classics right away. I mean, them too. Manny, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. Again, I'm such a big fan. I love this record. I can't wait to listen to it more and see you guys on the road too.
Thanks so much, man. Thank you. It means a lot.
My thanks to Matt Healy. The 1975 new record, Being Funny in a Foreign Language, is out now. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Before you leave, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up again with the three interviews that we put out every single week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at all the usual podcast spots, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them, at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Thanks, Kyle. Bye.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.